The Man Who Escaped, Episode 14. Baxter caught the train back to London early this morning. He's now in the Chief Inspector's office. The Chief Inspector has just told him to follow Masters everywhere. Meanwhile, Coke is hiding in Kate's flat.
Kate was what the Americans call a cool character. Nothing seemed to surprise her very much. She seemed ready for anything. Perhaps this was because she was an actress. She played small parts in films and on television. Her life was full of surprises. Just then, she wasn't working at all. Perhaps that was why she didn't hesitate even for a second when Coke said he wanted her help to find the real spies.
All right,
she said.
I'll help you, and I'll start right now. Wait here.
What do you mean? Where are you going?
Coke asked.
You'll find out when I come back. I'll have to get some things now.
Before Coke could ask her anything more, she was gone. Not very far away, Baxter was still sitting in the Chief Inspector's office. He was still looking at Master's photograph. He looked up.
What's so interesting about him? Why do you want me to follow him?
He asked. A few days ago, quite by accident, we learned a few things about him. Coke might, notice I say might, be innocent after all. It's only a possibility. We want to see what Masters does if Coke contacts him, the Chief Inspector answered. Baxter was even more surprised now.
I don't understand, sir. What do you think Masters might do?
He said. Masters might try to kill him if he's really afraid of him.
But surely that's dangerous, sir. I mean, if Coke is innocent, Masters might kill him. And if he isn't innocent, we're letting him go free. After all, Coke might kill Masters or someone else.
The Chief Inspector looked very serious.
That's a chance we'll have to take, Baxter, he said.
Time passed very slowly for Coke that morning and afternoon. He slept a bit, but then got up and walked about the flat nervously. It was evening before Kate came back. The winter sun was just setting when she came through the door. She was carrying a large bundle and a lot of other things.
Where have you been? You've been gone for hours,
he said.
Yes, I've been busy. Here, try these things on,
she answered. She unwrapped the bundle quickly and showed him a suit, shoes, and shirt. There was also a coat with an expensive fur collar, the sort millionaires wear in films. Kirk put the clothes on unwillingly.
I'll have to change my appearance more than this,
he said.
Of course you will,
she answered.
And I've got just the things you'll need.